boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. A flight arrives from New York Kennedy. Passengers file into the airport waiting lounge, including two nuns, a large Asian family, a black man in a colorful African robe, followed by Archie, Edith, laden with bags and hugging a turkey, and Stephanie with a Santa doll.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Don't get too far ahead of me. Let's stay together, huh, please?
Where's Gloria?
The most embarrassing thing I ever went through. Instead of checking it on with the baggage, you gotta carry an unembalmed turkey on a plane with you.
What else can happen to it? It's already dead.
She's supposed to be here.
There she is. Gloria!
Edith hugs a blonde woman from behind, but it's not Gloria.
Just like my daughter from the back.
Yeah, we know. Excuse me, madam, I'm a U.S. Marshal. This woman here is wanted for setting fire.
It's nice to have met you.
Oh, gee, she's so slippery. All right, I'll find. You just sit down.
As Edith flops down, her bag hits the man beside her.
Hey, you could move.
The man shifts down the row.
Come on, now put all your stuff on the seat next to you. Just do that, huh? Now stay with everything, huh? Stay with everything. We'll see if we can get somebody to steal a damn turkey. Hey, get out! Hi, kid. Where is she?
Archie approaches the robed African.
Well, did you see a little... No, you don't understand. Let me...
He barges between three Orthodox Jews.
Will you let me through, fellas? Geez, you guys shouldn't be traveling on the weekends anyway.
Stephanie perches on a chair back.
What are you doing over here?
I thought I saw John Travolta.
This is California. You ain't gonna see any of your little school chums.
John Travolta's a movie star.
Don't tell lies. Now go on back over there and sit with your Aunt Edith at the end of the row. Trying to keep track of the two of yous is like trying to keep a bucket of confetti up in the air.
The nuns are in Edith's place.
Excuse me, did you see my
Never mind, don't talk to them. They'll ask you for money or something. You just come over here and sit down. Now, as a little girl wants to sit down, you could move, huh?
The man gets up to change seats again.
Yeah, just sit there and stay there and don't make me look for you no more.
Where are you going?
Gee, I'm gonna go to look for you.
Oh, you found her? Hi,
yes.
Stephanie.
Where was you?
I had to go to the ladies' room.
Don't never do that no more.
Wearing large sunglasses, Gloria extends her arms.
Where's Gloria now? There she is.
Edith races to her.
Girl. Hello, baby. How are you? Your daddy's here. Hi, sweetheart. How are you, sweetheart? You look beautiful, dear.
I can't see your face.
We can't see your
face. My eyes are all red from the smog.
They pass the turkey, overcoats, and Edith's bags back and forth.
Near the window. Edith, don't lose your bag now.
Hi,
Steffi. Merry Christmas. I'm sure we're gonna be good friends. Who's that?
Santa Claus.
Oh, he's cute.
Where's Joey and the Meathead?
Gloria turns to Archie.
Would you teach her that?
Teach her what? Where is Joey and the Meathead?
She slaps his chest.
Oh, hit your father in the ear.
She hugs him.
Oh, how is Mike's back?
Yeah, How's his back?
Well, still pretty bad, so he stayed home, and I left Joey with him.
Oh.
Well, we should hurry up, Daddy. You go downstairs, and you get all the luggage, and then I'll bring the car around front to pick you up. Oh. It's a yellow Toyota hatchback.
Oh.
And we should hurry now, because Santa Barbara's a long drive.
Oh, yeah.
And Daphne, you come with me.
Oh, yeah, take the kids.
Daddy, the luggage carousel's down this way.
I know all about it. I'll get it. Don't worry.
Wonderful. They got a car.
She's driving a car,
What is a Toyota hatchback?
It's little, it's got slanty headlights, and it'll bomb you without warning.
Archie smirks and walks off empty-handed. Edith follows, hefting their coats, her bags, and dragging the turkey behind her. At the Stivics, all four briefly get stuck in the doorway. Archie sags in with the suitcases.
He's carrying his heavy bags.
Thanks, Mom.
Little girl, come and help your daddy over here, will you?
Gloria puts her knee against Archie's bum to pull him upright.
Give me the turkey.
Never mind the damn turkey. Where's my grandson?
Well, it's his nap time. He's probably sleeping.
Look who's here.
Mike enters, clean-shaven and hunched sideways.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mom.
Edith throws her arms around him and Archie grins.
Oh, my. Is it gone?
Oh, my.
Nice to see you, Arch.
Yeah, nice to see you, Michael.
You're calling me Michael. Isn't that nice?
What the hell? It's Christmas.
I missed you too, Mom.
This is Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Hi. How are you? I heard a lot about you. How was your trip?
I threw up twice.
Rough plane ride, huh?
I threw up in Gloria's car.
But we stopped and cleaned it all up.
Never mind that. Where's my grandson?
Oh, he's sleeping.
The hell with that. Wake him up. I want to see him there.
Oh, no. Let him
sit me up in a minute, Daddy.
Mike, how did you hurt your back?
I was lifting a hibachi.
What a dope. You lifted up a motorcycle?
Daddy, hibachi's a Japanese barbecue.
Oh.
I'm hungry.
I am, too. Let's see what's in the refrigerator.
Oh, look at this. Nothing's changed.
Come on, you two. Let me show you the patio.
Oh, yeah.
Edith admires the dining table on their way outside.
Ta-da!
Oh, they got an outside here. Right? Don't lose your mind, Edith. It's only a back porch with no roof on.
Edith peers over the garden wall.
You got a lot of neighbors, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Are they all poor or something?
No, why?
Well, they're all just laying there, passing around the same cigarette.
Archie cringes.
Gloria. Take your poor mother out of harm's way, will you?
Look, Ma, look! A real lemon tree.
Can I pick one?
No.
Yeah.
Edith carefully plucks a lemon from the tree.
Real lemon tree.
Edith, I've seen all kinds of trees in my life. I mean, lemons, watermelons, sweet potatoes, whatever.
You know, this is the first lemon I ever seen that didn't say sun-kissed.
Hey, how about this weather, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's so warm.
Well, it's too warm for me.
I love it.
Warm is really only for big bugs. It ain't for Christmas. You know, Christmas ought to be cold with ice and with snow. But look at this, and palm trees. Hey, do we have to have the palm trees?
Hey, why don't you let me show you all your rooms?
Oh, yeah, I'm dying.
Because I'm getting kind of tired, you know. Being a day ahead this way gives you what you call jet lock.
Mike shuts the patio door behind him, a butterfly pasted on the glass. Alone on the patio, Archie lumbers toward the door, gazing around. He walks right into the door. Mike opens it.
Close the door that way.
I thought you were going to stay out there.
What am I, a bush? You think you'd give some kind of warning about a glass door?
That's why I put the butterfly up there.
Butterfly ain't no warning. You want to give a warning, you put up a skull and crossbones or something. Nope.
In the kitchen.
Stephanie, you're going to share Joey's room with him, okay?
Shh.
And Mom, Daddy, you take our room.
Oh, but where are you and Mike going to sleep?
Well, we're going to sleep out here on the sofa bed.
Oh, no, Archie.
Yes.
We can sleep out here on the sofa.
Oh, but our bedroom is more comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. You sleep in your own room, and Archie and me'll sleep out here.
Listen, a guest is supposed to take the best and shut up.
They'll sleep in there, and we'll sleep out here, case closed.
What a boss.
Stephanie exits the bedroom with a little blonde boy.
Look who's up.
Look who's here.
Why you got so big?
Hey, look at the head of hair on that kid there.
You remember me, Grandma?
Yeah. Hey, Joey, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Archie beams at Joey's raspberry.
And cleared out some drawer and closet space in our bedroom for you. What do you got in these suitcases?
Oh, your mother made cookies.
Good boy, Joey. Come on in the bedroom and empty out your suitcase.
Yeah. Help Grandma.
Stephanie, I'll show you, help you with your stuff in here, okay? Here you go.
Everyone retreats into the two bedrooms, then Gloria and Mike return. Mike straightens his back.
Michael, I want to thank you.
Gloria, I hate to have to carry on this pretense. Can't we just tell them and get over with?
Please, can't we just let them enjoy Christmas for 5 days?
Sooner or later, they're going to find out that we're separated.
Mike steps away and Gloria thinks. On the sofa bed, Edith sniffs her lemon.
Oh, I love California. Maybe when you retire, we could come out here to live.
People don't come out here to live. They come out here to die.
Oh, that ain't true.
It's a well-known fact. Look it up. Your three biggest industrials in California is television, movies, and cemeteries. And speaking of which, I'm never going to sleep in this damn boxed-in thing here. God, it's like a honeymoon coffin.
Maybe if I got you a glass of milk.
Milk gives me gas.
How about some hot cocoa?
Hot cocoa gives me hot gas.
In the master bedroom, Gloria arranges a blanket on a chair while Mike gets into bed.
What are you doing?
I'm going to sleep.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is where you're going to sleep.
She points to the chair.
Gloria, I could be very comfortable at my own place. I'm not going to sleep in that chair and wind up with a real bad back instead of the one I'm faking.
I'm not going to be able to sleep in this chair.
All right, you can sleep in the bed.
No, I don't think we should sleep in the same bed now.
I'm sleeping here. You do whatever you want to do.
Mike turns away, tucking both pillows under his head.
Oh, I'm forced to take the chair.
Gloria yanks out the top pillow, making Mike's head flop. She turns out the lamp and sets the pillow on the chair. She lies back with her legs resting on a footstool. As she wraps herself in the blanket, the footstool rolls sideways with her legs. Gloria turns on her other side, and the footstool swings the other way. Her cheek awkwardly rests on the chair arm. She shifts onto her back, straightening the footstool. It slowly rolls ahead with her legs, and Gloria's bum slowly sinks to the floor. Mike opens his eyes, then turns to her.
Will you hold it down?
Gloria settles back on the chair.
By the way, there'll be a present for you from me under the tree tomorrow, so don't be surprised.
What is it?
It's a surprise. I bought it for you way last October. What'd you get for me?
Well, when we separated, I returned what I got for you.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
I exchanged it for an electric razor for myself.
I also got myself something from you to go under the tree.
Oh, really? What's that?
Cute little gold bracelet.
Mike gulps.
Is that chair real uncomfortable?
Very.
With a nod, Mike turns his back again. Gloria sticks out her tongue, mouth wide. In the sofa bed, Archie sleeps on his back. Edith glances at him, then at the bright lamp beside him. Shifting onto her knees, she lunges over his chest toward the lamp.
No, Edith, I'm too weak.
I was just trying to put out the light.
You woke me up to tell me that.
Edith turns off the light, then grins.
It's after midnight.
I'm sure it is.
She settles under the covers, beaming at Archie.
Let's keep it that way.
Edith knits her brow, then smiles. Meanwhile, Gloria lies with her legs on the chair and her head on the footstool. As it rolls away, her head drops on the floor, legs up in the air. She comes up on her knees and lunges for the footstool, which rolls away, landing her flat on the floor. Gloria crawls backwards, then turns when she reaches the bed. Still on her knees, she switches on the lamp, then holds the clock an inch from her face. She leans on the bed.
Michael.
She stands and jolts the mattress up and down.
Michael.
What? What? What?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I slept half the night in that chair.
See? And you said you couldn't do it.
Come on, Michael. Trade with me. What's fair is fair. Think about it.
Good night.
Out of this bed.
They tug the quilt. Gloria grits her teeth and pulls.
Give it.
Then falls back on the floor.
Michael, you're an ass.
She props herself up, bum first, then waddles to the chair.
I'm a what?
You're an ass.
A what?
An ass.
She flops onto the footstool.
A what? Gloria. The only reason I'm going through all this is to do a favor to you.
Don't do me any favors.
Fine, fine. Come on, come on. Let's go. Right now, we'll get up, we'll go into the other room and tell your parents exactly what's going on between
please,
us. Come on.
Please, please, Michael. They gave us 5 years of happiness in their home. The least we can do is give them 1 week of happiness in ours.
5 years of happiness? Those were the worst 5 years of my life.
Gloria's lip curls.
I'd like to make an observation about you, which I believe my father may have made.
She returns to the chair.
You know something? Not only are you totally brainless, but since I moved out, you got fat.
Gloria's lower lip trembles. She glances down at her body, then stands up and slaps Mike. Gloria stomps out and hurries into the bathroom. Edith sits up, concerned, then gets out of bed. She trots to the bathroom door.
Gloria?
She enters.
What's the matter?
It's Michael.
What's the matter with Michael?
He hurt me so.
How?
I hit him.
You hit Michael?
With my hand.
Edith kisses Gloria's palm.
I never want to see him again.
Oh, Gloria, what happened?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, well, you don't have to.
Michael and I are separated, and it looks like we're going to get a divorce.
Edith continues patting Gloria's shoulder. Gloria waits for a reaction. Suddenly, Edith frowns and turns to Gloria, then raises her brows. Gloria raises her brows, nodding. Edith shakes her head in disbelief. Gloria nods. Edith shakes her head very fast. Gloria nods with equal speed. Edith gulps, then nods uncertainly. Gloria nods back, her face drooping. To be continued. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Milt Josephsberg and Phil Sharp. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Special guest stars Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Corey Miller, Joey Stivick. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.